Big jump in Ontario capacity prices signals tightening supplies, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. Clearing prices in ESO's latest capacity auction hit a record $645 per megawatts day, or CAD for summer 2026, nearly double the $332 from last year's, and $725 per megawatts day for winter, more than five times the previous $139. Although IESO said the impact on ratepayers will be minimal, observers said the jump is further evidence of tightening supply/demand conditions in Ontario and other organized markets in the Eastern Interconnection. IESO said it procured 1,833 megawatts of supply for summer 2026 and 1,125 megawatts for winter 2026-27. Ratepayers will feel little impact from the rising prices, IESO said, because its medium and long-term procurements play a larger role in the ISO's Resource Adequacy Framework, or REF. The total cost of the capacity secured is expected to represent approximately 1% of total system costs, the ISO said in a statement December 4. Suppliers who secure an obligation receive payments for making their capacity available in the energy market. IESO spokesman Michael Dodsworth said prices rose because of higher procurement targets and reduced participation by suppliers, some of which secured contracts through other windows of the REF.
Participation also dropped because of a lack of offers by generation-backed imports from New York ISO.
Last year's auction was very successful in securing capacity at a low cost. While this year's prices were higher relative to last year's auction, they are still comparable with the majority of supply under contract, Dodsworth said. We're still procuring the vast majority of electricity through long-term contracts or other procurements or other mechanisms that have the rates regulated by our provincial regulator, the Ontario Energy Board. He noted that the ISO a little unexpectedly raised its target procurements by 200 megawatts, with summer 2026 rising to 1,800 megawatts from 1,600 megawatts and winter 2026-27 to 1,200 megawatts from 1,000 megawatts. Tom Chapman, an energy economist with the Brattle Group who previously served as ESO's senior manager for wholesale market development, agreed that the immediate price impact will be minimal because the auction only makes up about 5% of Ontario's installed capacity. Chapman said the ISO's 200 megawatts increase in its summer and winter targets was just one variable that led to the higher prices. I think the surprise was perhaps on the supply side. While demand response did increase its contribution by about 40 megawatts, a large New York gas generator did not participate in the auction, and their contribution in previous years was about 300 megawatts. So, with the combination of the increase in target capacity and the reduction in supply, Therese about a 400 megawatt swing from this year to last year. Takeaways. Power Advisory, a consultant for industrial and commercial customers, cited these takeaways in a report to its clients. In contrast to the last two auctions, summer prices in the Northwest and Northeast zones were the same as other zones with no locational spreads. Although the procurement target was higher, the amount of capacity procured for the winter was lower than that in the last three annual auctions. Most of the winter capacity procured was from virtual resources, aggregated DR resources that are not metered by the IESO, while physical resources, including imports, dominated summer capacity. The import capacity limit from Hydro-Québec increased from 400 megawatts to 600 megawatts. But the increase in aggregated DR imports from Quebec was insufficient to fully offset the lost supply from gas plants that won contracts in the most recent medium-term procurement. Mount 2 impact. IESO purchased more than 3,000 megawatts of capacity in the Mount 2 procurement, completed in June, most of it from 27 natural gas and wind generators. Power Advisory identified five resources that participated in previous auctions and did not receive commitments in this round, including two New York imports, GB2 New York and Oswego Harbor Power, and three thermal generators that received Mount 2 contracts, Iroquois Falls Power, Kingston Cogan and Cap Power. The reduction in summer supply from these resources totaled more than 470 megawatts, Power Advisory said. The Mount 2 prices for most successful generators are below the effective annual capacity auction price. In Mount 2, IESO purchased 2,006 megawatts of natural gas-fired capacity beginning in May 2026 and 2029 with a weighted average price of $598 per megawatts business day. Tightening supply in Northeast markets. Brattle's Chapman said the auction was just the latest indication of tightening supply/demand conditions. When you take these results, along with other recent results, in PJM, it cleared at the cap, MISO, where they had record clearing prices, Quebec, where they were a net importer in 2024 and they're facing strong load growth and challenging hydrological conditions, I think it speaks to a broader tightening of supply and demand across the Northeast markets, Chapman said. Chapman noted that NERC's winter reliability assessment showed 20 gigawatts of new load since last winter. It's tough to build 20 gigawatts of supply at the best of times, but with a challenging supply chain and all the interconnection issues, tariffs and imbalance, which the markets are highlighting. I would say that we should be thankful to the wholesale markets for signaling the underlying market fundamentals in a very transparent, clear way that sends a very powerful signal to system planners, regulators and policymakers on exactly what's needed and where it's needed. Power Advisory also saw the results as the latest sign of tightening supplies. Energy and operating reserve prices have been well above historical levels over the past year. We expect energy prices to remain elevated given forecasted demand growth and the retirement of the Pickering Nuclear Generating Station, which will remove 2,100 megawatts of baseload supply at the end of 2026. In short, Ontario's grid is getting very tight. And while that first appeared in the energy market, it is now showing up in the capacity market, Power Advisory continued. With that tightening supply/demand balance across such a large region, procuring capacity through the province's entities will either become challenging from a physical perspective or expensive. If resources from outside Ontario can participate in other capacity auctions, they need to consider the potential revenues from those auctions compared to Ontario, Brady Yap, Power Advisory's Director of Markets and Regulatory, explained in an email. If those prices move higher, the opportunity cost of locking up supply in Ontario is higher, and they would have to adjust their offer accordingly. Demand response. Chapman said he was encouraged by the increase in DR. This auction is showing that there's still untapped demand response capacity in Ontario, because the demand response providers were able to extract a further 40 megawatts. And that's even after 10 years of auctions, which is pretty encouraging that there's still that sort of potential in a mature market like Ontario. Rodan Energy Solutions, which says it is Ontario's largest DR provider with over 300 megawatts under management, said it secured the largest virtual capacity position in the auction. Power Advisory was less bullish on the potential for additional growth in DR. Higher clearing prices should encourage more load customers to offer DR. However, it is not clear how much achievable DR potential remains in Ontario and how quickly new DR supply could enter the market, it said. If there is insufficient new capacity in future auctions, participants may feel comfortable pushing offer prices higher. Ontario is facing a new reality when it comes to its supply/demand balance and prices. Reliability concerns. Chapman said the results show system planners need to expedite their decision-making and give interconnection priority to dispatchable resources. Everything will be fine as long as conditions remain normal. There's adequate supply, but if we see any deviation from that, as SPP and ERCOT saw in 2021 with Winter Storm Uri, it could lead to reliability impacts, he said. I think that should really focus people's minds on the need for urgent and quick decision-making. It may require some hard decisions, like which resources should be given priority to connect. This is one area I feel that Ontario, I am not sure whether by luck or design, has perhaps got it right under the current market conditions, he continued. It's a single jurisdiction, and it has launched expedited procurements to meet an identified need. It isn't as overly reliant on a single auction to meet all of its capacity needs. It doesn't have all its eggs in one basket. And it seems to have a balance that's perhaps better fit for current conditions than some of the other neighboring markets. I think some of the neighboring markets could learn a few lessons from the Ontario experience if they are so interested.